SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, seorang ilmuwan Australia yang memimpin penelitian global terhadap perawatan malaria dan vaksinnya telah memenangkan penghargaan yang bergengsi bagi para peneliti. Hal ini bersamaan dengan peringatan yang dikeluarkan oleh Organisasi Internasional Pendanaan Kesehatan akan adanya perubahan iklim, khususnya kenaikan suhu udara yang kemungkinan akan lebih mempersulit pemberantasan penyakit ini. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Bethan Smolenik. Seorang peneliti Australia dalam usaha pemberantasan malaria, Profesor Brendan Crabb, berhasil memenangkan penghargaan bergengsi dalam penelitian. GSK Award bagi penelitian terbaik diberikan untuk menghargai penelitian medis yang penting bagi kepentingan kesehatan manusia. Direktur GSK Australia Medical, Dr. Andrew Wickes, mengatakan, panel independent memilih Profesor Crabb karena penemuannya dalam penelitian yang berpotensi menguntungkan masyarakat global.
His extraordinary work in malaria and better understanding the mechanisms of the interaction between the malaria disease and the human host in particular. And his vision is to find new ways of interfering with that disease process through the use of medicines or vaccines, with eventually the hope that this dreadful worldwide issue could be even solved.
Professor Crabb merupakan direktur dan CEO dari Melbourne's Burnet Institute, sebuah institusi yang menggabungkan penelitian kesehatan di laboratorium dan tindakan kesehatan masyarakat untuk mengatasi masalah kesehatan utama yang merugikan masyarakat yang kurang beruntung di Australia International. Profesor Crabb berterima kasih atas penghargaan tersebut, namun menemukan vaksin malaria merupakan tujuan akhirnya.
I think the reason that I won the award is more important than me. Perhaps a lot of people would say that, but I think if you work on a disease of poverty like I do, one that affects so many people around the world, what it really means is just pleasing to have a focus on an issue that is so big yet invisible to so many people.
Dr. Andrew Wickes mengatakan, GSK berharap mereka dapat membantu tujuan akhir penelitian itu.
The GSK Award for Research Excellence has really two components. One is recognizing the work that key Australian researchers have made, and the second is to support their ongoing work through a grant of $80,000. In the case of Professor Crabb, he told us that his grant money will go toward screening potential drug candidates against the new targets that he's found for the potential treatment of malaria.
Malaria merupakan penyakit yang disebarkan melalui gigitan nyamuk yang menyerang manusia serta binatang dan penyebarannya sangat cepat. Menurut penjelasan Profesor Louis Schofield, direktur dari The Australian Institute of Tropical Health and Medicine.
It's caused by a small unicellular organism that eats your red blood cells and it's carried in the blood, and when mosquitoes take a blood meal, they pick up the malaria parasite in their stomach and then they spread it to the next person they bite.
Sekali terjangkit, gejala seperti demam, cepat lelah, muntah-muntah, dan sakit kepala hingga kejang-kejang akan muncul, dan malaria masih merupakan salah satu penyebab kematian global. Pada tahun 2017, malaria membunuh lebih dari 435 ribu orang yang kebanyakan bertempat tinggal di Afrika, dan setiap harinya sekitar 1.200 anak-anak tewas akibat penyakit ini. Profesor Crabb menambahkan, kebanyakan warga miskin yang menjadi korban.
Malaria is a disease of poverty. It's a reality. Every country that has a lot of malaria is poor. And it's not too big a statement to say malaria in those countries is perhaps the major, at least a major, driver of that poverty. And that is to say that countries who have a lot of malaria just can't get themselves into a more wealthy state, which of course would help them deal with malaria.
Peter Sands, Direktur Pelaksana The Global Fund, sebuah organisasi pendanaan dan kemitraan bertujuan untuk mencapai target PBB, yaitu memberantas wabah penyakit. Sands, serupa dengan Profesor Crabb, ingin memberantas wabah malaria, namun memperingatkan perubahan iklim global akan mempersulit usaha ini.
Significant parts of particularly Eastern Africa are protected from malaria by altitude. So if you go to Kenya or Ethiopia, there are parts of Kenya and Ethiopia where it's too cold for mosquitoes because it's too high. And what we are seeing is that mosquitoes that carry malaria are becoming present in some of the places where they weren't present before because the coldest points have become less cold in these high altitude areas. And obviously that's a very worrying development.
Profesor Crabb menganggap suhu panas merupakan suhu ideal bagi perkembangan nyamuk.
In Papua New Guinea, just to our north, where there's a lot of malaria, if you're in a highland region, you know, in a certain height above sea level, you didn't have to worry about malaria. We're now very worried that those people, which is where a lot of people live, will have to deal with malaria in the pretty near future, perhaps even are now, because those climates are warmer and it suits mosquito more.
Laporan dari World Health Organization atau WHO menyatakan daerah Pasifik saja terdapat 731 juta orang berisiko terjangkit penyakit ini dan paling banyak di Papua New Guinea, menurut juru bicara WHO, Tessa Knox.
In the WHO Western Pacific region, the vast majority of malaria burden is actually in Papua New Guinea. Solomon Islands also has significant malaria burden in some areas. But in Vanuatu and Timor-Leste, we now have well under 1,000 cases per year. So both of those countries are forging towards national malaria elimination.
Australia dinyatakan bebas malaria oleh WHO sejak 1981. Meskipun begitu, masih ada sekitar 300 hingga 500 kasus malaria di Australia setiap tahunnya. Kebanyakan dari warga yang melakukan perjalanan mengunjungi negara-negara yang rawan malaria tanpa melakukan pencegahan dengan meminum obat anti-malaria. Profesor Schofield mengatakan, sementara pecahnya wabah malaria di Australia kecil kemungkinannya, namun di beberapa daerah masih harus dicegah.
It is still the case that Queensland Health and other organisations have to institute anti-malaria measures. One of the main ways of ensuring that malaria does not become re-established is to use anti-insect spraying and to put insecticides out in the environment or where mosquitoes might reside and bite and spread it. So even though there's no actual malaria transmission going on in the country, people do come into the country with malaria and we have to be constantly vigilant that it does not re-establish.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.